here's a story from The World.
And now a story that is not about politics or the fate of the republic. It's about fruit. Yep, we're public radio. So when you go to the grocery store, there's a lot of apples to choose from. Granny Smith, Gala, Red Delicious, to name a few. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Around the world, thousands of apple varieties exist. Now add one more to the list. A British man named Archie Thomas was recently on a run in the countryside near his home in southwest England when he stumbled across a fallen apple unlike any he'd seen before. It was yellow with mottled brown spots, the size of a grapefruit. Check out a picture of it on our Twitter feed. We're at The World. Now, Thomas is a longtime nature lover, and he was keen to identify the fruit, so he sent three of the apples to the Royal Horticulture Society. Yep, very British. They landed on the desk of fruit specialist Jim Arbery, who usually inspects more than 1,000 apples every year.
But most of those will be apples that I can identify quite easily, and many of them popular apples.
Not this one. Arbery got to work testing the apple and cross-checking it with the thousands that are already documented.
Tasting them, cutting them up, looking at the descriptions. It's got quite pleasant flavor, little bit of acidity, balancing acidity, and some tannins.
Arbery cooked a few slices, too, to see if the flesh held up. It did. And all these tests told him this was not a previously known fruit. Arbery estimated that the apple's tree could be 100 years old, and the newly discovered variety was likely a result of cross-pollination.
A bee or another pollinating insect would have carried pollen from one apple tree to another apple tree. Then you get the two sets of DNA coming together.
Nature doing its thing. Arbery says he's only identified a handful of new apple varieties in his entire career. But hang on, a DNA test is needed to definitively prove that the new apple is indeed unique. In the meantime, Archie Thomas, the guy who found the apple, told us he's taking great care in choosing a name for the new fruit for when it becomes official. The fun part, he said, the challenge, coming up with a name that will weather the test of time.